Hippolochus's distinguished son replied. "Why ask my birth, Diomedes? Very like leaves upon this earth are the generations of men. Old leaves cast on the ground by wind, young leaves the greening forest bears when spring comes in. So mortals pass. One generation flowers even as another dies away. My lineage? If you are really bent on knowing all, and many others know my story, listen. Ephyra is a city on the Gulf of Argos. In Ephyra, Sisyphus Eolides, the craftiest of men, lived once upon a time and fathered Glaucus, father in turn of Prince Bellerophontes, one to whom the gods had given beauty with charm and bravery. But there came a day when Proetus wished him ill, and Zeus had put him under the power of Proetus. That strong king now drove Bellerophontes out of Argos. This because Antea, the queen, lusted to couple with him secretly. But he was honorable. She could not lure him. And in the king's ear hissed a lie. O Proetus, I wish that you may die unless you kill Bellerophontes. He desired to take me in lust against my will. Rage filled the king over her slander, but being scrupulous, he shrank from killing him. So into Lycia he sent him, charged to bear a deadly cipher, magical marks Proetus engraved and hid in folded tablets. He commanded him to show these to his father-in-law, thinking in this way he should meet his end. Guided by gods, he sailed, and came to Lycia, high country, crossed by Xanthos's running stream. And Lycia's lord received him well. 9 days he honored him, 9 revels led with consecrated beasts. When dawn with rosy fingers eastward made the 10th day bright, he questioned him, and asked at length to see what sign he brought him from his son-in-law. When he had read the deadly cipher, changing, he gave his first command. His guest should fight and quell a foaming monster, the Chimera, of ghastly and inhuman origin, her forepart lionish, her tail a snake's, a she-goat in between. This thing exhaled in jets a rolling fire. Well, he killed her by taking heed of omens from the gods. His second test was battle with Salamai, formidable aborigines. He thought this fight the worst he ever had with men. A third mission was to slaughter Amazons, women virile in war. On his return, the king devised yet one more trap for him, laying an ambush with picked men of Lycia. But not a single one went home again. Bellerophontes killed them all.